Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Every single day, we are working to protect your right to hunt, fish, and shoot. Learn more about the DSC at biggame.org.
Hey, thanks, Corey. I'm proud to be a Dallas Safari Club member long term. Welcome to the camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors, my favorite time of week when we can get together and discuss it, kick it around, talk about it a little while. And we're going to have a little fun on the show today. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by a great product called Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. All of our dogs suffer from GI upset from time to time, and Fortiflora fixes that. Chewy.com will deliver Fortiflora directly to your kennel or home. Micah Frazier from Noonan, Georgia. He's been fishing the Bassmaster Elite Trail for several years now, but he's never held up the first place trophy until last weekend. He did it on the St. Lawrence River with gigantic smallmouth bass. Really tickled for him, and we're going to talk to Micah a little later in the show today. Plus, you're going to hear from what I call the Mount Rushmore of the hunting community. Every year at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, on the main stage, I get together with folks like Jim Zumbo, Larry Wysoon, Jim Shockey, Craig Boddington, and we have a little fun. We talk hunting and outdoors, but we get personal with these guys, too. It's a lot of fun, and you're going to hear some excerpts from this past January stage on the show, as well as the ladies from the Extreme Huntress competition. Extreme Huntress is the brainstorm of a couple of friends of mine, Tom and Olivia Opry, up in Montana. It's where they shine a light, a well-deserved light, on the ladies in the hunting and outdoor community. It's a grueling competition that takes place every year, and I want you to meet the ladies that competed last year as they joined us on stage at DSC's Convention and Expo in Dallas back in January. And hey, why don't you make plans now to join us live at that stage this coming January, January 9 through 12, downtown Dallas. I'm glad you're here with us. Make yourself comfortable in that chair over there and settle in with us for a while. Hey, let's start today's show in La Crosse, Wisconsin. That's where history is being made this weekend. It all started back on Wednesday, the first day of competition in the first ever Red Crest. What is that? Red Crest is the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour Championship. This is the inaugural year, first time ever for the MLF Bass Pro Tour. Obviously, that makes this the first ever championship, the Red Crest. They launched on Wednesday, the first group of anglers out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, featuring a field of the top 30 pros from the MLF Bass Pro Tour. And tomorrow, the final 10 will compete for a total purse exceeding $700,000, as well as the first ever trophy handed out in Red Crest competition. If you're in the La Crosse, Wisconsin area, of course, they'd love to have you come out. Join them live. If not, continuous action online. Just go to bbkoradio.com and click on that Major League Fishing link. Pools 7 and 8 of the Upper Mississippi River, all 30 anglers competed on days 1 and 2, Wednesday and Thursday. The top 20 fished yesterday and again today, 10 each day. And then the top 5 from yesterday and the top 5 from today will advance to that championship round tomorrow. Competitors include the 2019 first ever Angler of the Year points champion. That's Edwin Evers, Tallala, Oklahoma. A lot of really good anglers did not make the cut to fish in this championship, and you've got a chance to meet them at the MLF Midway, a free expo, today and again tomorrow, right there at the Onalaska Omni Center, Riders Club Road, Onalaska, Wisconsin. A chance for you on the Midway to meet Kevin Van Dam, Skeet Reese, Jason Christie, Boyd Duckett, Paul Elias, Shaw Grigsby, Randy Howell, Kelly Jordan, Gary Klein, Chris Lane, Justin Lucas, Dean Rojas, and many, many more. All activities on the MLF Midway are free. Did you see this Fox News story this week out of Montana? More than 11,000 waterfowl and wetland birds were killed after baseball-sized hail hit a Montana Wildlife Management area last weekend. Ducks and shorebirds with broken wings, smashed skulls, and other signs of internal bleeding were found on the shores around Big Lake Wildlife Management Area, Molt, Montana. Down in Wyoming, they're doing something pretty cool. I love these wildlife live cams. And the Wyoming Game and Fish Department has debuted their first in a series of wildlife web cameras so that you and I can connect to the Wyoming outdoors from anywhere. Called Wild Live, the cameras will stream live on the Game and Fish website and give viewers an up-close look at the lives of wildlife in Wyoming. They're going to live stream from multiple locations across the state. The first camera is up and running at Spee's Fish Hatchery, just outside of Casper. You and I can there get a peek at the millions of fish the department raises and stocks annually, and it's pretty cool because it's a rare underwater look at these fish. Over the next year, these cameras will expand in Wyoming to various locations that will offer deer, elk, pronghorn, and bird viewing. Exact locations of the cameras will be kept confidential. Sorry, boys. Hey, if friends and family have stopped coming by because your dog won't stop jumping on them, barking, running in circles, going crazy, you really need to check into Calming Care. Great new product from Purina that over time gently calms your dog's behavior. Ask your vet about Calming Care.
Hello, everybody. It's Travis T-Bone Turner. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Kinder, grab your bow. You need another lesson, brother.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSE-approved outfitters from around the world, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers. DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost. The auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo, will serve conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to the DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Coming over your head, Raylan.
Boom, boom.
Good shot. Dove season is here, and it's time to make sure you're ready. This is Travis and Raylan Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch, Fort Worth's favorite shotgun range. Raylan, tell them what we have to get them ready.
Clay Sports Ranch offers two sporting clay courses, the largest five stand in Texas, as well as a fully stocked pro shop with all the shells and shotguns you need for dove season. We even have a dove promotion with an over and under shotgun, dove mojo, and a camo hat for $3.99.
That's right. Come break some targets and warm up before your hunt. Learn more at Defender Outdoors. And we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the boat or deer blind at csbiblechurch.org.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50 amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Or maybe you'd like to just hang out and enjoy the fireworks over the lake on Friday nights. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards' fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
Come in off the porch. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is back. Partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Guns, fabulous hunting opportunities, art, outdoor gear, and clothing spread out over the entire Dallas Convention Center. The DSC Convention and Expo is January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Hey, if you're looking for a sporting clay shoot to brush up for dove season, which is just days away now, do it at an event that's going to benefit others, like the Kiwanis Club of McKinney, Texas, their sixth annual Shooting for the Future. Friday, September 13th, a good excuse to take the day off of work, go win some cool prizes, eat some good food, have a few laughs, and break some clay targets. It's all going to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Collin County, Texas, and I have the details at bbkoradio.com. This today is a big day because Rick Jenkins and all of the folks at the Big Brother Big Sister of Tarrant County organization have been working to make this day special for all the shooters at their annual Big Brothers Big Sister Sporting Clay Shoot. Rick, it's finally here.
It is finally here. It's a little warm this morning, but that's to be expected in August. But we're excited, and we're excited about the opportunity to raise money for the Big Brothers Big Sisters Bigs Outdoor Program.
Yeah, we were talking last week about how important this is. It gets kids outdoors. Every penny of this, this shoot today is for the specific purpose of getting these kids outdoors that many, many, many cases have never had an opportunity to get outside the city limits.
That is correct. And, this encourages them. We have several events scattered throughout the year. You know, some of it's just, learning about the outdoors, learning, you know, getting to hike, getting to be out in nature. We have one day where they do some fishing. We also put on a duck hunt and a dove hunt, and for those that want to be shooters. And it just gives them an opportunity for these young men and women, these kids, to get a different experience than what they have, living in the city. And sometimes it's a great experience for the mentors as well.
Give us the nuts and bolts. If somebody's listening this morning and they don't have a team, they're just a single, but they'd like to come brush up for dove season, we welcome them, don't we?
We do. Please come on. We'll take walk-ups right there. We've got breakfast starting around 7 a.m., and we're doing a shotgun release for everybody to go out and shoot at 8. And then afterwards, we'll have lunch, prizes, awards for those for the top shooters, and then our auction items that will come off our big board. That we've got some fantastic items.
Yeah, I've got my eye on that big green egg that is going to go to somebody's home today. But how about you? You got your eye on a special gun or something that they could win out there?
Well, there is a special gun. We have an M1 carbine, which is very exclusive and hard to find, which would be just a fun gun to shoot, you know, as well as the big green egg. You know, that's going to be a fun item as well. Just if you win it, I'll help you load it. If I win it, hopefully you'll help me load it.
Hey, we'll see you at breakfast at 7 a.m. and then out on the course today.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to it. Please come by.
Rick Jenkins is the chairman of that Big Brothers Big Sister shoot that's been going on nearly three decades now. Pretty amazing. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care, very gently. This is not a drug. It is a very natural probiotic that gently works over time to calm the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. the can't be stiller. Calming care, it's revolutionary, and your vet can tell you more about it. Calming care. Every year, just before dove season, I have a conversation with my friend David Gray and Dove Blasters. They're located in North Texas, but what they do is truly revolutionary, and I want to say hello to him again this year. Dave, welcome back to the show. The calendar has flipped a dozen times, and it's already dove season again.
Yes, it is, Bill. Yes, it is. We're really excited over here. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Dove Blasters, for folks that live in the North Texas area, or if you're coming to the Dallas-Fort Worth area on business and you want to do something other than go play golf with your clients, your customers, how about a day lease dove hunt? Tell us about Dove Blasters. How much property do you have? What are you?
Well, I believe there's 8 properties on there right now. And landowners can come in and sign up, or outfitters, and they lease their, and they put their properties up on the website. And people can go in for a day, reserve their spot on the property they want, and actually reserve that spot and hunt for that day or however many days they wish.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's turnkey. It's like making a tee time at the golf course, and then your spot is reserved when you get there, and you go have your dove hunt. Pretty cool deal. Been around several years. And now I've been keeping up with new technology that you're implementing and kicking into high gear this year, where we can actually go online, download an app, and very simply and easily take a look at the field before we're there and even pick our spot. Am I right?
Absolutely. Consider it as reserving your spot in a theater. And so what you do is you actually see the property, you see it on a map where it's located, and you can either make a reservation on the website or with our mobile app, and you pick the exact spot on the property that you want to hunt. And then you open up the app, the day of the hunt, you click on the directions to the field. It opens up your mapping program like Google Maps. It takes you right to the property. Then when you get there, you will receive a push notification saying, hey, you have a reach to the property. The gate code is, you know, whatever. Then once you receive, once you're on the property, then it actually shows your exact location on the property, just as it would a seat in a theater. And you drive to your exact location on that spot. No more worrying about where you're going to go, who's going to be in front of you. You know, you have to get there at midnight to get the good spot. Your spot is reserved.
Wow. So that's pretty cool. I can get there 30 minutes before legal shooting time, and nobody's going to be hiding behind that tree that I want. That's good.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You also have an option for landowners that would like to lease their property or day lease their property.
Absolutely. So if I have a piece of property and I notice there's a bunch of birds on it, then you can actually, with the app or on the website, map out your property at the slots on the property where you want the where you want your hunters to hunt, and you can grid it out, you know, 40 yards, 50 yards apart, whatever you want, and then you can create your property with these slots on there. And it doesn't matter if you already have some people, you know, already coming out there, no problem. You know what? You just put them off in another place, and you can create these slots exactly where you want them to be on the property. Users can log in, reserve their spot. Landowners, you get paid instantly that that slot is reserved. And here's the really cool part about it, Bill, is with the app, the landowner can open up the app and look at the map of their property and see every one of the hunters on their property in real time.
Wow, so you can make sure that's a big liability help because you can see where hunters are, what they're doing, making sure they're not crossing fences.
Right, and so when they have the app open, you can sit there and you can sit, because when they have the app shut in the background, you know, we don't want to run the hunter's battery out or anything like that, but when the hunter's there, has questions or wondering where they are, the landowner can see where they are, and here's what they can also do. A landowner can also select an individual hunter on the field, tap a button, and send them a push notification, like, hey, you're getting too close to a well or something like that. Or they can hit another button and send a push notification to every single person on that field at the same time. Like, hey,
wow, that's...
tornadoes coming, or dinner's ready, whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I can see how maybe some guy with a duck outfitting operation in Maryland listening to this might want to think about applying your technology to his duck hunters that he sends out. There's just tons of applications for this.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, you can lease it anything. You can lease it for hunting, camping. Hey, you have a boat slip for the weekend that you're not going to be using? Hey, lease it out for the day.
Hey, David, it is, it's always fun trying to keep up with you, which is very hard to do. and can't wait to see you out in the Dove Field again. I want to try your stuff out in person.
You got it, sir. Thank you very much for having me once again.
David Gray with Dove Blasters and Revolutionary Technology, reserving your spot in the Dove Field just like you would at the movie theater. Crazy. Still to come, we're going to talk to the latest Bassmaster Elite Champion. He won his first championship last weekend on the St. Lawrence River, Micah Frazier. But first, we're going to pay a visit to the Mount Rushmore of the hunting community. Larry Wysoon, Jim Shockey, Jim Zumbo, and others on stage at the 2019 DSC Convention and Expo. Just a little taste of what you can enjoy at the 2020 DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12.
Hey, everybody, it's professional angler Ott Defoe. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com.
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun, and with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more. You buy a case of shotgun shells, and we'll throw your name in the hat to win a Browning Satori. And don't miss out on the Stoker Condor over and under for only $350 with a $50 mail-in rebate. Sitka Camo and Mojo Decoys, $7.99 deer corn and a free Satori.
You gotta stop at Teske's Outdoors, just west of Weatherford, Texas, on the south side of I-20. And on your way to the ranch, call us at 817-599-3400. Outdoorsmen and women like to be well-equipped. We also travel extensively and need restaurants, fuel, and rooms. And no matter where the fisherman or hunter travels in the U.S. or Canada, BBKO Radio is there. This just might be the perfect spot for you to tell us about your products and services. The BBKO Radio Network, an affordable way to reach every farm, road, and city with your message. To learn more, come see us at bbkoradio.com. Hey guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com. Come to Marksman Firearms in Mansfield on Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. for our big birthday blowout. We'll have hourly gun giveaways, all-day doorbuster specials, and a free prize wheel where you can win all kinds of gear. It all goes down Saturday, August 24th. and our big birthday blowout at Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, located at 8100 Rendon Bloodworth Road. For more details, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. Your kids and their friends have never had a birthday party like this, and they'll never forget a Cinnamon Creek Ranch birthday party either.
We do a lot of birthday parties. We have two birthday party rooms, $300, and that's for 10 kids. We provide them with hot dogs, popcorn, drinks, and they get to come here for 2.5 hours, and we have two instructors that usually stay in here with them the entire time. Show all the kids basically how to shoot. We have different size bows, but yeah, it's a blast. And then we usually kind of split the time up. We'll have them come in here for a little while. They'll eat cake and their popcorn and hot dogs, and then we'll take them out in the arena and let them play archery tag. We provide everything, so they're not required to bring anything at all.
With a complete lunch and dinner menu, the world's largest indoor archery facility, private birthday and conference rooms, the most knowledgeable archery staff on planet Earth, and a turnkey, all-equipment-provided experience for your corporate event, family reunion, or birthday party. We've built an incredible facility with you in mind at CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Conserving wildlife and the habitat that they need for survival. Come be a part of that with the DSC. Learn more at biggame.org.
I've been a member of the Dallas Safari Club for a long, long time, and I would not miss for anything the DSC Convention and Expo. Next one is coming up January 9 through 12. In downtown Dallas at the Convention Center. The title is Heritage. And once again, we're going to get together amidst the thousands and thousands and thousands of exhibitors and visitors and square foot of flooring covered with everything outdoors to have a little fun on stage with our friends. I call them the Mount Rushmore of the outdoor industry, and when we do get together, it's a lot of fun. Hey, guys, we always have a lot of fun here at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo on this victory stage, and we're going to have a lot of fun this weekend, too, and it's really fun to get these guys together because they don't all land in the same spot at the same time very often, but we want you to feel welcome and at home, and if you have a question, let us know for any of these guys, and we'll be glad to put it to them. I'll start on the far end. This guy's a rookie. He's just started in the outdoor business, brand new. He hopes you'll support him. His name is Jim Shockey, ladies and gentlemen. Say hello to Jim. Thanks for coming, Jim. A guy that's been doing it just a little bit longer than Jim is Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail. Biologist, outdoor writer, photographer, hunter. And this guy, I guess the last couple of years has felt like, you know, you just didn't miss us as bad as we missed you. You weren't here. But Jim Zumbo's back with us this year. How about that? Good to see you, Jim.
I'm not sure, am I in the right place? Because I didn't realize you had to have, like, white hair to be sitting up here.
It's a bonus. Hey, you've had some health problems the past couple of years. The reason you couldn't be here with us. Are you feeling good, Jim?
I'm feeling great. I had a massive heart attack on November 9th of 2015, my birthday, and it got me an open heart. Three-way bypass and a couple stents, and I'm feeling as good as ever. Thank God.
Well, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're running around this place. You know, this is...
Hey, you know what? When Larry just called me, he said, Zumbo, get over here. You got 9 minutes. I was 11 minutes away, and I tell you, I never run so fast in the last 5 years.
Speaking of running fast, you were fishing one time. I don't know if it was Canada or Alaska, and a bear got real jealous of those fish you had. That's a pretty good story, and I hadn't heard it in a long time.
Well, I live outside Yellowstone Park, and we literally have grizzly bears on our lawn every year. And people often ask, what's your worst bear encounter story ever? Because I've ridden the trails on horseback, walked them, I've seen grizzlies around. And my worst experience ever, I was in Alaska fly fishing with a bunch of guys. We flew in on a bush plane, and we were cooking a salmon over along the shore. And the smoke was drifting over into the alders, and we didn't think much of it. All of a sudden, here come a big brown bear charging at us. I mean, he was on a dead run. So we all scattered like quail, and everybody ran different directions. And I thought the best safe place was to go across the river, wade across the river, and get back in the bush plane that was on the other side of the river. Bad idea, but I made it. I beat that bear by about 3 feet into that airplane. and I thought I was going to be the next man to walk on water, but I couldn't do it. So that was my bear attack story.
Yeah, that walking on water has been reserved for really special people, but more special than outdoor riders.
That's
Jim.
True. That's
yeah.
True. Yeah,
that's true. Now, as long as we're getting attacked here, are you a cat fan, Shockey? Do you have cats at home, or do you get along with cats?
Is there any cat lovers in the audience before I say how what I really... I love cats. I love cats. We don't have any pet cats right now, but not because we don't love cats. We truly love cats. Well, almost all cats.
You had a little trouble recently.
Yeah, it was this spring.
Yeah.
A cougar decided to eat me, which is, I mean, how do you know, they say cougars don't attack humans. That's a load of bunk, I can tell you absolutely 100% for sure.
He was after you. He was.
Yeah.
I mean, you did you walk up on him and startle him, or was he defensive, or was he just he just hates good looking Canadian guys?
Huh? If that's the case, why did he go after me?
That's a good question.
He could have gone after. He couldn't have gone after any of us. Actually, if that's his criteria. I was bear hunting actually, on Vancouver Island North End, an old logging road that probably gets used once a week maybe, and I saw a cougar cross the road, the logging road, to the uphill side.
Yeah.
And it didn't look that concerned, and we always carry cougar tags. We're allowed two per year in a six-month season, so we always carry them when we're guiding bears, and I have my cougar tag, so I told my cameraman, you know, get the camera on, let's see. Sometimes you see the cat a second time up in the old growth forest crossing a log, and maybe you get a crack at it.
Yeah.
And they obviously kill a lot of our deer and baby bears, so we're you know, if we get a chance at a cougar, we always take it, especially
sure.
without dogs. So I walked up the logging road thinking I might get a look at him. I kept the cameraman on this side, thank goodness. The cat actually waited. It hid in the salal along the side, which is very
wow.
thick. It's a temperate rainforest, so you can't. You know, it's thick like jungle.
Yeah.
As I walked by, the cougar jumped out and made one jump and then was leaping at me. When I turned and went bang and shot him like that. It's on camera.
Wow.
Because the
cameraman,
everybody says, what a great cameraman. It was like he got it. He got it just because he was turning to see what was attacking us.
What's about to eat us. Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually hit the cat in the shoulder. The bullet went skin down the skin. You can actually see it on the hide. And
wow.
then hit the back hip and broke that and was on the... on the skin on the backside of his back hip.
My goodness.
That point, he still tried to come, but he only had propulsion on two legs on this side.
Man.
So I stepped back one step, and he came by me, looking at me, you know, trying to get me, couldn't, and I ran forward at that point and shot him a second time.
Wow.
And I turned to the camera and said, holy, and then they beeped it out. I'm not sure what I said, but it was a serious beep out in that particular
case. How far was that cat from you when you pulled the trigger the first time?
6 feet.
And 6 feet.
And he was coming. Here's the thing. He wasn't all in on the attack. Because it wasn't an attack. He thought, I think, because we watched him super slow, you actually see him leap out and gather to make the second leap. I believe he thought I would start like a deer and go, but I didn't. I turned. And at that point, you see him on super slow-mo actually go like this hesitate for a second. He obviously never attacked a human before.
Yeah.
So it hesitated and then gathered to go again, and that's when I shot. So that was the reason I had enough time. Otherwise, I'd have cat scratches all over me.
Yeah,
today. It was a big male cat that was starving because too many wolves in the area.
Hell, Jim, that would have been an improvement.
Hey, do you think that cat laid there and aged you and said, yeah, that's an older one. We need to take him out.
Yeah, this is the thing. The cat tried to get me instead of my cameraman, who's 30 years younger.
Yeah,
obviously doesn't know just how chewy
that
I really would be.
That cat was a conservationist, Hey, Craig Boddington is here, folks. He's going to join us. Hey, let me tell you how special this is, folks, how special this is. Last year, Craig Boddington joined us on stage as the brand new recipient of the Weatherby Award. This year, Jim is the recipient, side-by-side Weatherby winners. Hey, congratulations, guys.
Well, I tell you what now, what that means is I am now officially a has-been, and that's wonderful. So, Jimmy, congratulations.
Yeah, welcome to the club. Congratulations, Jim, that had to mean a lot to you.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't something that I was after, but I tell people if you take a car and you go in one direction for 40 years, eventually you end up somewhere, and that's where I ended up, was on that stage the other night.
Well, you know, you got to drive that car pretty good for 40 years. You've done a tremendous job, and we all applaud you again, Jim. Congratulations on your win.
We're going to do that again this January, and I hope you'll be a part of it there. Come join us. Be a part of our live get-together at the DSC Convention and Expo. Hey, coming up September 14th, my buddy Anthony Pace up there in Elizabeth, Colorado, along with all of the heroes that volunteer their time to Freedom Hunters, honoring our nation's finest, going to get together for a benefit. Hooks and Horns, it's a banquet, all benefiting our military heroes. September 14th, Virginia Beach, Virginia, dinner, live entertainment, great auctions. And if you'd like more info about this Freedom Hunters Hooks and Horns military benefit, what a special night it's going to be. We have that info waiting on you at bbkoradio.com.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonManuf.com. Stay longer. Shoot more deer in a Dillon. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
The results of the DSC Convention and Expo are seen all over the earth every day. We invest millions in the future of wild things and places. Your right to hunt, fish, and shoot, and for future generations as well. BigGame.org.
Hey, the website here in the old camp house, bbkoradio.com. Drop by, leave a note on the door. We'd love to hear from you and hear where you listen to the show. You know, something else that we do at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo each year is to highlight the competitors from the Extreme Huntress competition. This is an international competition with very talented ladies. They have great skills in the outdoors. It's the brainchild of Tom and Olivia Opry up in Montana. They, along with my buddy Larry Wysoon, are the judges for the event.
Tom, how did you go about finding these ladies? How does that happen?
Well, the process is pretty simple. What we've done is we ask any woman who's interested in competing to enter through our website, extremehuntress.com, where they write an essay, they send us a short video, and basically we want to know why they think they are a hardcore hunter. And then we have the judges go through all of the entries, and they judge them, and we usually take the top 15 or 20, depending on the quality of the entries, and we do an online vote for 30 days in the spring, and about 30% of that score, that final score being the online vote, and 70% being the judges, we determine who our finalists will be, and we invite them to Texas. This is about an 8-month, excruciating, long, difficult endurance. I mean, this is like running Arabs, horses. You know, big long distance haul here.
Right.
This is not a simple thing, and these gals deal with the anti-hunters that attack them. But they have to become one-person PR and marketing machines, because at the end of the day, we want to see how well they get our word, our message out about the hunter, the conservationist, the wildlife, advocate. That's what they represent, and that's what hunters represent.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that they can get that message out into the mainstream. We've had USA Today write articles about some of our finalists and semifinalists. We've gotten news coverage in Australia, all over the world, positive news coverage.
Wow.
So it's really important that we do this.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Meadow, let's hear that conservation message. We've talked about how tough and grueling the physical part of this competition is, but there's a mental part to this too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a wildlife biologist, and, biologists oftentimes get along well with animals and are more introverted and spend more time in a professional setting and not necessarily in the public. We're not the best at telling our stories. And so part of this competition that has really benefited me is getting me outside of that shell a little more. I'm a little better at talking to people than most biologists, but it's definitely gotten me to the point where I can get out of my shell, especially when asking for support. I'm good at spreading the message, but being able to promote yourself and actually get folks to talk to you and listen to the message has been one of those skill sets I've developed in the last 8 months.
As a biologist, you know and have for a long time just how important hunters are to conservation.
Yeah, it's something that's really close to my heart and something that's on my mind constantly, and a message. I actually teach natural resources at our college in Grand Rapids, and it's definitely a huge part of why we have the resources we do here in North America. And if it wasn't for hunters in the early, 200 years ago, starting to be concerned about the loss of wildlife populations, many of them seen the loss or complete extinction of wildlife resources in their lifetime. If it wasn't for the action of early sportsmen and the follow-through of sportsmen generations later, we really wouldn't have the wealth of natural resources we do here in North America. Now, our model's a little different than it is around the world, but it works really well. And if it wasn't for hunters around the world, a lot of the wildlife species that we enjoy today would not be here.
just take a look at Africa and what's happened to some of those
Absolutely.
Folks. Yeah, over there. Tatiana, talk to me about hunting in Slovakia. We heard a little bit about Sweden. How difficult is it to own a gun and hunt in your neck of the woods, Slovakia?
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty similar than in Sweden. You need to have a license, you need to pass exams, theoretical part and then practical part and about the species and the diseases of species and everything. So when you pass it, so you can get a license, and also you can have a, I think we have 5 guns you can have, and then you need to have the other licenses if you want to have more. Yeah, and they need to be locked in a safe. You can't have them just, you know, lying
really?
Somewhere in the house. The ammunition can't be together with guns. You need to have it locked in other place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what if the bad guy kicks your door down at 2 in the morning? Do you say, wait a minute, I've got to run,
get our knife.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could have a serious problems if police would came or something would happen and they will just realize that your gun was lying on your bed or somewhere in the house and it
right.
was not locked in the safe.
Uh-huh. That's no good.
Yeah.
That's no good. Your leaders, did they come from California? Never mind. That's a different kind of question. Hey, Jamie, talk to me a little bit about this. Do you have any kids?
No.
No kiddos.
No children.
Do any of you have children?
Yeah.
Yes. How many?
I have 2, and I'm taking my daughter to South Africa in a couple of weeks. We're going to go hunt.
Awesome.
She's only 12.
Good for you.
To learn early.
Awesome. Good for you. Hey, will this be your first trip to Africa?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Good. You're excited, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's an exciting time of life.
Yeah.
Are you going to wear your hunter's crown to South Africa?
Of course.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. Talk to me about your kiddos. Have you got them started? How old are they?
I've got 1 5-year-old daughter, and she's actually been shooting since she was 3 at long range. And
okay.
So her dad's got her set up now with a 223 built purple, of course, and she's got her hitting 8 targets out of 10 at 165 yards on her own.
No kidding, at 5 years old.
Yep, she's a hell of a walleye fisherman, too. She's got the best luck I know of anyone, and I can give her any rod with a setup, and she's got it over the boat, and while I'm fixing my... She's got something on. I got to get the net. So.
That's pretty good. Now, Larry, you and I have talked this into the ground many times on the radio, on this stage, and on the telephone just visiting. But so important what we're seeing here and that they're passing that on to their kids.
No, you're exactly right. I want to backtrack this a little bit. I've done a lot of different talks over the years, particularly up in the Northeast. I grew up in a hunting family where my mother hunted with us and all those kind of things. And for a while, I did, the title of my talk was Never Take a Woman Hunting. And it used to tickle me because I'd do these talks and I'd walk in and here'd be these ladies who've hunted all their lives. They're glaring at you like, how dare you make this statement? I can't believe you would do something like that. The whole deal was if you're a male and you've got an ego, don't ever take girlfriend, any female of the species outdoor hunting and shooting. If you've got a big ego about being the best shot or the best hunter, because they're going to kick your tail. But these ladies are particular are very, very special as far as I'm concerned. I want to tell you, this is one of the toughest competitions that I have ever judged. The difference between number 1 and number 2 was 0.03, 3/100th of a point difference between that. And I think the total difference was less than 2 points difference all the way across. So it was one of those competitions that was just secretly extremely tight, because these ladies know what they're doing. They're all well spoken. We throw some horrible things at them. I mean, Jim Zumbo was sitting back here in the back. Jim was one of our guides one year, and I mean one of our judges one year, and we brought the ladies into the room, and we were not very nice to them because we wanted to see how they would react to an anti-hunter. We've done some of the same things. These ladies not only walk the walk, they can talk the talk. They do what they say they're going to do. These are some of the very most special ladies I've ever run across. So, ladies, I'll tell you this again. What a great honor to have gotten to know y'all and to spend time with you. And I hope sometime we can spend it in the hunt camp, too.
The ladies from the Extreme Huntress competition that we featured on stage back in January at the DSC Convention and Expo. Hey, we'll have those ladies up on stage with us again from this year's competition at next year's show. And we're going to have these same ladies you just heard back on this show a little later on, talking about how hunting and shooting, the shooting sports, are very difficult in their home countries, for some of them anyway, and that's even the reason that one of them's dad moved their family to the United States. A stark reminder that those freedoms lost elsewhere can happen right here, and we really need to protect our right to keep and bear arms.
Rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
The second big hour of Big Billy Kender Outdoors in the old camp house. Thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate it. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Nothing better, guys, for those hard-working bird dogs than ProPlan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. High-octane fuel for that high-octane bird dog of yours. And you can pick it up at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. Micah Frazier, Bassmaster Elite Series angler, had never, until last weekend, won one of those big, beautiful blue trophies on the Elite Series Trail. But he did it up in New York. Absolute giant smallmouth bass on the St. Lawrence River, and he figured them out. He caught them. We're going to find out how he did it and talk to him about it a little bit later on this hour. Dove season in most states will start on September 1st. That's a Sunday. You might want to talk to the preacher before you make your opening day plans. Hot and dry. That's the way we've been here in Texas over the past 3 weeks or so. It's just gotten brutal. Summertime has finally hit us hard. But that's good if you're a dove hunter. That means those birds are going to be concentrating around feeding and watering areas. Hunt the ponds when it all kicks off 1 week from tomorrow. Dove populations, by the way, have thrived across the U.S. this year. And that's thanks to a wet spring across much of the U.S. That kicked our habitat into high gear, and dove breeding numbers typically follow, as many species do, those positive weather systems. Down in Florida, the folks with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission are asking for a little help. Something odd is going on there. They're investigating a disorder that's been detected in some Florida panthers and bobcats. All the affected animals have exhibited some degree of walking abnormally, or having difficulty coordinating their back legs. The FWC has confirmed neurological damage in one panther and one bobcat. Additionally, trail camera footage has captured 8 panthers, mostly kittens, and one adult bobcat displaying various degrees of the same condition. Videos of affected cats were collected from multiple locations in Collier, Lee, and Sarasota counties, and at least one panther photographed in Charlotte County could also have been affected. The FWC is testing for various potential toxins, including rat pesticide, as well as infectious diseases and nutritional deficiencies. They want you to help by submitting trail camera footage or other videos that happen to capture animals that appear to have a problem with their rear legs. The link is at bbkoradio.com. Bassmaster Elite anglers are on the water again this weekend, still in New York, Cayuga Lake. They were last there in 2016. That was a late June event when lots of fish were still on beds. This time around, this western New York lake is fishing a whole lot differently, completely differently. The bite's been pretty slow. Cayuga is the longest of New York's glacial finger lakes. It stretches nearly 40 miles from its namesake town to Ithaca, down south. The lake covers 66 square miles, but in true Finger Lake form, it averages only 1.7 miles wide. It's 3.5 miles wide at its widest spot. Hey, do you remember me telling you about the Take 'em Fishing Challenge in Nebraska this summer? It's been a really good event for them. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission encourages folks to take someone new or someone who hasn't been fishing in a long time out with them for an opportunity to win a new boat. Steve Lloyd took his grandson fishing for the first time. And because of that, he now owns a brand new kayak. There are lots of prizes, the big boat still yet to come. That kayak was a prize in the summer-long Take 'em Fishing Challenge, which ends in a couple of weeks on September 15th. Took his grandson, Noah, and while out there, Noah actually caught a walleye that qualified for the Master Angler Award in Nebraska. What a trip. The grand prize, that Bass Tracker Classic, they're going to give it away mid-September, boat and trailer. Take 'em Fishing has worked so well in Nebraska that now they're going to take 'em hunting. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, beginning on September 1, kicks off this brand new challenge. Introduce someone new to hunting during the 2019-2020 hunting seasons, and you could win that John Deere XUV 590M crossover utility vehicle. That's not all. Gift cards to Cabela's and Shields, shotguns, outdoor gear of all kinds, lots of prizes to win. If you'll just take someone hunting with you in Nebraska that hasn't been before. The challenge runs through May 31st, so you've got plenty of time. There are a lot of different Pro Plan formulas because, well, there's a lot of different kinds of dogs, different ages, different lifestyles, different activity levels. And there's a Pro Plan that's perfect for your dog. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Boy, the emails were coming in fast and furious over the past week from anti-hunters and those that believe in science-based animal management, like this, when the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife had to lethally remove four known remaining members of the OPT wolf pack. The antis went crazy, but it had to be done. The lethal removal was in response to continuing depredations of cattle in the Kettle River Range of Ferry County. 14 livestock depredations in the last 10 months, 9 in the past 30 days, 29 since September 5th, 2018. Hey, I'll be right back.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSE-approved outfitters from around the world, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers. DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost. The auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo, will serve conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to the DSC's Convention and Expo at the Kay Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through 12th. Learn more at biggame.org. Occasionally, I'll shoot a small feral hog, anywhere from 70 to 100 pounds, and I shoot them with a specific purpose of tamales and sausages. And then I take them directly to my friend Joe Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
Well, basically, you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good, and people don't think so, but, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller, and then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, brats, all that kind of stuff.
Right now, Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing is offering an early bird special. They know when you go fill the feeders and clean the wasp nest out of the deer blind, you're going to see pigs. Shoot three of them. And take them to Joe at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing, Roanoke, Texas. They'll process the third pig free. Offer good through October 1st. Walleye and smallmouth bass are two entirely different critters. Walleye are a delicate, flaky delight on your plate. Smallmouth intend to shred the gears in your fishing reel. You can enjoy a snack while slowly drifting along beautiful Lake Oahe, South Dakota, in search of delicious walleye. The smallmouth is a different story, as multiple 3 to 5 pounders are pursuing your lure with intent to destroy at all times. At Spring Creek Resort and Deepwater Marina, north of Pierce, South Dakota, we know where the fine neighborhoods are that house the distinguished walleye. We also know our way around the rough neighborhoods of Oahe's smallmouth district. Come fish with us. We'll put you up in our lakeside cabins and feed you like royalty in a Spring Creek Resort restaurant and bar. Step out of your car and into Spring Creek hospitality. The toughest decisions that you'll have are walleyes or smallies. And do I really have to go back home? SpringCreekSD.com, home to the 2018 Bassmaster Elite Series. Tink's Trophy Taker Gel is a must-have in your deer pack. These three synthetic formulas actually shoot the gel in 10-foot streams. Imagine silly string to attract deer. This gel stream technology allows you to keep your human scent back and away from your targeted area. Tink's Trophy Taker Gel lasts longer and won't wash away in moisture. Bow hunters, you can spray Tink's Trophy Taker Premium Synthetic Gel directly from your blind or stand, and comes in 3 formulas to fit every scenario you could encounter this season. Tink's Trophy Taker Relax Formula emits long-lasting bedding area scent, putting spooky deer at ease. Tink's Trophy Taker Heat stops doe-crazed bucks in their tracks in all phases of the rut. And Tink's Trophy Taker Fight is best used early and full rut, making the big guy think there's a challenger or intruder buck in his area. Pick up Tink's Trophy Taker Gels at Walmart. From the top name in deer lure, Tink's.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
From white-tailed deer just down the highway to Marco Polo sheep in Tajikistan or peacock bass on the Amazon, every adventure you can dream of will be available at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12. Biggame.org.
Part of that Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo is a lot of fun on stage with really big names from the outdoor industry. I have a lot of fun emceeing this event every year and hope to see you in the crowd January when we do it again. One person in the crowd this past year was Jim Shockey's wife, Louise, and I took full advantage of that.
A lot of us have jumped on that bandwagon of love our military, help our military, and it's something we embrace and love. Hats off to you, Zumbo. You were one of the first. This is nothing new to you either. You started way, way back. Can you remember when you first made the decision, hey, I'm going to feature these guys, make them the hero on TV. I'm going to do something for them from here on out. It's been a long time.
As a matter of fact, I remember the first time I was in Botswana with Steve Comas, who was with Safari Magazine, and we were sitting around the campfire with the PH, and we decided we wanted to do something for one of our warriors. That's when Iraq and Afghanistan were going on pretty good.
Yeah.
So we had an essay contest, and we asked the troops to write an essay on why they wanted to hunt Africa. And long story short, we had like 500 entries, and Comas and I were the judges, and we whittled it down to one guy, Joe Tormla from Michigan, and I won't get into why he won. It was an incredible story. He was a survivor of a mortar round. His two buddies were killed on Christmas Day standing next to him. Anyway, we took him to Botswana on a trip paid by SCI, and he got a bunch of species, so that was kind of where it started off. But later on, I got to visit some hospitals back east in Bethesda, and met some troops and started taking them hunting, and it kind of went on from there.
What year was that? When was that, Jim?
With the Botswana deal?
In the beginning, yeah.
2003, probably.
Yeah.
Long time ago. Like that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, God bless you and thank you. Craig Boddington, is it okay for me to use my 270 to hunt elk?
Huh? Well, now that the answer I've always wanted to give was, did you read my book? I can't do that, so I say very politely, said, oh, yes, sir, that'll work just fine. Go ask my wife. She'll tell you.
There you go. I had to throw that in. Louise Shockey is here with us today, the definite better half. I know you guys would agree with me there, huh?
Absolutely.
Jim's wife is out here, and we just want to know a couple of things since we're on such a high professional level. Does Jim snore?
Do you think these are a little too personal, right, Louise? Right, Louise?
We call it purring.
Purring. He purrs.
Oh, my gosh.
Jim purrs. I like that. So, like, in the morning, Louise, you say, you know, Jim, you really were purring last night.
You know, I don't like the way that this whole thing's going right now at all. This isn't part of it, is it?
Please continue.
Do you ever have to remind him to take the garbage out, or is he pretty good about that?
We kind of have separate things. He does. When I ask him, of course he does. But he's usually gone so much, or we're gone so much, that it's usually not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you guys eat a lot of wild game. We eat a lot of wild game in our home. What do you prefer? What do you like? Got a good recipe you can share?
Yes. I love moose and deer. That's basically what I cook at home for red meat. I make a lot of things with it. A favorite, love?
I like my moose ribs that I cook. But Louise, everything she cooks is wonderful. Stir fries.
It's the ribs.
He cooks one thing, and that's the ribs?
That's the ribs.
How about grandbabies? Do you have a positive opinion of grandbabies?
Bring them on. They're wonderful. I finally found out what all grandparents were saying. Oh, it's so good. It's because you can get things ready before they come, and then when they come, you can just be totally focused on them on the floor. Go back to your child and go outside, you know, run through the grass, look at a flower. So that's one of the beautiful things. The difference, you know, when a parent, you have to think, okay, breakfast, lunch, dinner, did I bring them to a show, you know, have I read them a book? This is what I think makes grandparenting so special. You just get into where they are, and it's so beautiful to see life again.
And everything amazes them. Everything's new, the stuff we take for granted, you know. Plus, when they stink, Louise, you just hand them back to their parents, right? Does Jim change those diapers?
No. No.
Busted. Not helpful, Jim.
It's not my strong suit. Green stuff.
So far, Louise is taking out the trash while you're letting the baby stink.
While her snoring husband. This is really great. Yeah.
Louise, good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Wait a minute. What about these guys? Let's ask them some personal questions.
They're smart enough not to bring their wives up here, man. Larry,
you know why?
Smart enough to know that you got to change diapers, guys. Come on now, you know you do. I know you do. We do it. Boddington, you hadn't changed 4 diapers in your life.
I suspect you're wrong.
He just changed his diaper this morning.
He changed his own. Okay. Now we've digressed a little bit here.
You know why Jim does bring that beautiful lady with him everywhere he goes?
Why?
If you ever watched him, people come up, they don't come to see Jim, they
right.
come to see Louise.
Right.
It's always been that way.
Exactly,
Since the beginning, 100%. 100%.
Hey, Jim, I know a lot of these people sitting in here would love to hear a good story about your dad. We all miss him so much. And your father-in-law, we loved your dad too, Louise. He was awesome.
They were characters. I remember my dad, when he actually put our show on the map. The ratings went through the roof with Louise's dad, Len, and my father, Hal. And I remember after a couple of years, him being on the air, we visited him out in Saskatchewan, and he stood there and he said, you know, being famous affects some people, but hasn't changed me a bit. I said, Dad, just you saying that means you're changed. Thinking you're famous. They were awesome. Other people, they always, and everybody asked, did you feed them those lines? They couldn't remember their own names, let alone an actual whole line in a row. It's impossible.
Impossible. And would not have stood there for to read a script. You know, anyway, that's not going to work. You and your dad hunted totally differently from each other. You loved the hunt. He loved to pull the trigger, put the meat in the freezer, and get back to work.
Yeah, and if it had antlers, you know, that meant it was chewy. Where, you know, if it didn't have antlers, that meant it was a good meat. So, honestly, my dad and my uncles, if they could go opening morning, be done by noon, all tagged up, and back at work by the afternoon, that was a great, great, perfect hunt. Because to them, it was hamburgers running across the field.
Yeah.
And if they didn't get their moose meat, if they didn't get a moose every year, we didn't buy a cow. I mean, I grew up in a trailer park. We didn't have the money to go buy a cow. So they had to actually look at the meat or the animals as meat. For me, it's always been a more spiritual connection, especially in the last few years. Once you've traveled around the world, you start to get a little smarter about the, it's not the what you get, not the how you get it, but the why you hunt. So for me, it's hopefully a little deeper than my dad. Him and I would argue. Oh, you've probably seen us on TV. Horns don't make good soup. No, I know, but it's called, selective hunting, Dad.
Yeah.
So
horns don't make good soup. You told me a very touching story about your dad a couple of years ago, and I hope you feel comfortable enough to share it here today, about the ambulance ride to the hospital towards the end of his life. You mind sharing that?
Yeah, that was, he passed away just a few days before the deer season. And as they were taking him to the hospital in the ambulance, he actually asked if they could stop in at the Canadian Tire store so he could get his deer license, because he knew that I was coming out and we hunt together every single year. So
that's
an
optimist.
That's a true story, 100%.
That's awesome.
The fun we have at DSC Convention and Expo up on stage. Come join us. We'll see you in January. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by my friends at Purina Pro Plan. 89% of the field trial champions across the United States are Pro Plan dogs. That speaks volumes. Pro Plan is available everywhere, but boy, that Atwoods Ranch and Home Store is probably pretty convenient to you. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas as well.
Hey everybody, it's retired Staff Sergeant James Johnson. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Coming over your head, Raylan.
Boom, boom.
Good shot. Dove season is here, and it's time to make sure you're ready. This is Travis and Raylan Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch, Footwear's favorite shotgun range. Raylan, tell them what we have to get them ready.
Clay Sports Ranch offers two sporting clay courses, the largest five-stand in Texas, as well as a fully stocked pro shop with all the shells and shotguns you need for dove season. We even have a dove promotion with an over-and-under shotgun, dove mojo, and a camo hat for $3.99.
That's right. Come break some targets and warm up before your hunt. Learn more at DefenderOutdoors.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Buy land, buy a home, sell your home.
develop the real estate. Today, you are hearing experts emphasize the importance of making that real estate transaction now. Much is changing in the real estate world we've always known. All you need to remember is make your first choice, me, Bobby Clark. All you need to tell your realtor or broker is contact Bobby Clark first. No matter where your real estate transaction is in Texas, my team and I can give you the 24-hour title service response that you want in all 254 counties. With over 45 years of experience in real estate, I will coordinate all of your title needs from commercial, residential, and refinance with Secured Title of Texas, now joined with First Fidelity Title. Mobile closings, commitments in 24 hours, and Texas-friendly service, and over 45 years in the industry, Bobby Clark, your first contact.
Contact B. Clark at SecuredTitleTX.com. That's B. Clark at SecuredTitleTX.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground for the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
Hey, are you a lady that enjoys the outdoors? Or, guys, do you have a lady in your life that is really good at hunting, the shooting sports? She might be a great candidate for the Extreme Huntress competition. We always invite the competitors up on stage with us at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. Tom and Olivia Opry came up with this idea.
Okay, just so we all get a better understanding of what happens, one of you ladies, I don't care which one it is, name each of the each thing you have to compete in, each obstacle you have to achieve along the way. I know there's a run. What else?
Well, there was 19 of them this year. So.
Wow.
That's a rather large list.
I guess so.
To sum it up, long-range shooting skills. The SAM training taught us how to fundamentally shoot correctly, so we do harvest the animal in one shot. The run, help me.
We had safari action-style shooting, so there are a lot of moving targets, close quarters, charging targets. So we did have some good experience with the safari action shooting. Then there was a leopard hunt recreation. That was the simulations that they are able to recreate there at SAM are very, they conjure a lot of adrenaline. They really do put you in a situation as close as you can to the real thing, and including acting the role of a hyped up PH. They do a very good job of getting your heart rate up. Of course, we had the biathlon style run with a heavy pack, and then after that was observation, so the ability to get a gestalt and pick up on items using our optics. And of course, we had a long range shooting with a component of angles, time shooting at long range. We had animals progressing in distance type targets, so you're shooting, you know, 250, 350, 450, 550, 650, and short succession, so ability to use your optics as you go farther on the fly. As mentioned before, picking up a target 600 yards and bringing back to a target at 350 within a few seconds and vice versa. There are a lot of competition in regards to the skills that are associated with that, and then, of course, the ability to talk in regards to why we hunt, the motivations to hunt, conservation, things along those lines, and hunting. A big part of the skills and the challenges associated with hunting and being on site with the judges.
Wow. That's. Did you guys, any of you, have any trouble sleeping at night? Was that a problem? You did? Really? I figured you were all so exhausted.
They didn't really give us much time to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
There's not a lot of that. There wasn't a lot of, you know, hey, we're going to go to the Dairy Queen. Y'all want to?
Yeah. No, I actually, the first night when we had to wake up for with Reveille at 5 in the morning, I was pretty much awake since 3 a.m. and barely slept that night. So I was already dressed and ready to go by
I had the advantage of the jet lag from Sweden, so I slept like a rock.
Yeah, there you go. Very
good. And I apologize, ladies, once again. I sleep talk. I kept them all up.
What'd she say? Anybody catch anything?
Uh-oh. It's not need to be repeated.
No, okay.
There's some yelling.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Hey, does anybody out here have a question? What's happening, man? How are you? Anybody have a question for the ladies? If so, we want to give you an opportunity to ask them. Hey, you're about, as tough as this is, you're about to ramp this up more, aren't you, Tom?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say thank you again to all of you and everybody out there for supporting. And if you guys would like to watch them, we have everything on our Facebook page of Extreme Huntress, also extremehuntress.com. You can watch these gals. We have 14 episodes and all kinds of micro stories, short videos. You can get a real idea of what these gals are all about and what they went through. This is our 10th year, so we've done this for 10 years. And Larry and I and Olivia were sitting around like, okay, well, we need to do something different. We need to kind of up our game. So we decided to invite our previous 10 winners to compete for 4 slots to go to the FTW Ranch, Tim Fallon's FTW Ranch, and do the Safari Sam course for 2 days. And then get on an airplane in San Antonio and fly to the Save Valley Conservancy in Zimbabwe to do 10 days of Cape Buffalo hunting and plains game, with Olivia and Larry judging, and our PH is judging these ladies. And we're going to involve our local communities there, talking to wildlife biologists and the scientists and the veterinarians, and we're really going to get into the story of conservation. The Save Conservancy and DeFontaine Safaris there running the operation, just do an incredible job. You know, it's in a Valhalla for our wildlife. And so we're going to show that, what's going on, and we're going to put 4 gals through the ordeal again. So
yeah, that's fun.
Now, so you'll be looking for us again. We'll be back on back online. We'll also be on Roku and Amazon Prime starting in October of this year.
Okay, very good. So lots of ways to find them. Do keep up with them. It's a fun competition, and you can watch at your own pleasure and keep up with everything that's going on there. Ladies, do you, and any of you can address this, do you see a different attitude now in 2019, 2018, when you enter a camp with other hunters than you did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when you were, you know, kids coming to camp, or towards women?
Yeah, you know, mine started growing, well, I'm from California originally, so it gives you an idea of the atmosphere that we grew up in. And when we were younger, we were harassed quite a bit by adult women and men. And that's from the anti-hunters. And then even people that hunted, they really thought it was strange. We were strange children to be out hunting. And, you know, and since our early beginnings, starting with army fatigues from very small people at the commissary all the way to today, things have changed quite a bit in regards to how women are received in the hunting community. Anti-hunters haven't changed, unfortunately, but certainly I've noticed a great deal of support for women, and it's growing. Even here in the last decade, I've noticed a big change, so it's good.
What about women that don't hunt? I've noticed that they're buying guns and learning how to shoot. What's that all about?
I'm sorry, Dominic. I do work with women and shooting and getting women shooting, and you know, there's a lot of enthusiasm, and a lot of women just haven't had the opportunity growing up as a child. Oftentimes, it's just seen as a man's sport, and now doors are opening. Even manufacturers are, you know, accepting the fact that women are entering the field, and, you know, there's a lot of women that haven't had the opportunity and are very enthusiastic about learning, and, man, they love it. There's nothing better than watching a woman break her first clay. It sure makes my cheeks hurt because my cheeks are bound up from smiling, so it's been really great.
Ulrika. What's the shape of a football?
The shape of a football?
Yeah, is it oval or is it round?
Oh. I'm into hunting.
I'm talking about football. I'm trying to learn something about you and your Sweden here. Is it a round ball in your country? Y'all call that football?
Soccer versus
America. Soccer is round.
Soccer? You play soccer over there?
Football is oval.
Yeah, yeah. Do you fish?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? Fishing. You like to fish? You enjoy that as much as hunting?
Or? Yeah, we have a lot of back home in Sweden. It's like winter and snow right now, so we have to, what do you call it, when you're ice fishing.
Yeah, ice fishing, drill a hole in the ice and go. Do you enjoy that? You like that?
Yeah, I have two kids, and I need to get them out of their iPads, so I try to come up with stuff. We do a lot of hiking, being outdoor, fishing, hunting. My son is 18. He took his license last year, so now I can have some of my guns on his license, and I can get more guns.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. So you're not interested in buying him a new gun?
He can stay home and take care of the apartment and our cabin, and I have the guns on his license.
I got you. Yeah, there you go. Can you outshoot your husband or...
He's my ex-husband because he wasn't into hunting.
That's because he was jealous of your shooting.
I kicked him out 3 years ago.
He's out. He's down the road. Very good. All right. Ladies, any message that you'd like to convey that you learned from this and maybe encourage some young ladies out here today to come and do this? Don't be afraid. There's no reason to not sign up, right?
First of all, we want to say thank you to Tom and Olivia and Larry and everyone else that made this possible for us. For me, I gained the confidence I didn't have. Changed, literally pushed the reset button on my life after the first year of Extreme Huntress. So, positive, obviously, but, yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
If you're even halfway thinking about it, if you're a lady that likes to hunt, shoot, just apply. You won't regret it. You know, definitely you'll get a lot out of it regardless of where you end up.
This is Olympic gold medalist Kim Rohde. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly 3 decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. truelifetaxidermy.org.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Hey, we love to hear from you, and there's lots of ways to do it. Billy at bbkoradio.com is my email address. Billy@bbkoradio.com. The website, of course, bbkoradio.com. And the phone number here in the old camphouse, 1-877-820-2256. And hey, next time you're perusing Facebook, if you would, give us a like, Big Billy Kender Outdoors. That's where we're going to give you opportunities, bonus entry opportunities to win cool prizes, outdoor gear, and trips. Bassmaster Elite Angler Micah Frazier, right now, he's on Cayuga Lake in New York competing in a Bassmaster Elite event. He won last weekend's event in New York, St. Lawrence River, giant smallmouth bass. I wanted to talk to him on the show today, but I knew he was going to be fishing the tournament on Cayuga. So the only time I could talk to him was during his practice on the lake earlier this week. The elites have a limited amount of time to practice before the tournament begins. So thank you so much to Micah Frazier for taking a little time. He was a great gentleman about me interrupting his practice time and talked to us a little bit about how he won catching those big smallies a week ago.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
You bet. Absolutely. That's what we do when you go win a big blue trophy like that, and it's got to feel pretty good.
It feels real good, man. I feel like I've been at this a long time, and you know, starting to wonder if it was ever going to happen. So I'm very thankful.
Well, if there was ever a year where it was going to happen, this is it. You're having a great year, man. A couple of thirds. You follow that up with your first victory on the elites. You're on a pretty good roll this year.
Yeah, it's been a good year. I'm just really comfortable and fishing good and making good decisions. And good. I feel like I've had a few chances this year where I could win. I'm thankful to close one out.
Well, congratulations, man. I was tickled to death to see that happen. A Georgia boy goes up north and shows them how to catch those smallmouth bass. Did you catch 100% smallmouth bass?
Oh, yeah, all the way. And I actually caught one in that whole week in practice, and it was on accident. So, when I go up there, it's smallmouth or what you want to try to catch. They just, you know, they weigh a lot better than the largemouth do on that river.
I guess so. When you can weigh a 25-pound bag of five fish on smallmouth bass, you're sitting on an incredible fishery. That thing just gets better and better every year, it looks like.
It really does. You know, the whole Great Lakes system as a whole is really healthy right now. And you just look at a few of the lakes, you know, like St. Clair and Erie and the St. Lawrence River. It's just the gobies and mussels have really just exploded the fishery. And love them or hate them, they've really helped the smallmouth population, and just makes for a really fun event when you've got smallmouth that are that fat and that healthy.
Yeah, and just from what I hear from a distance way down here in Texas, it seems like you concentrated on those muscle beds.
I did, yep. And that's, you know, there's really, there's muscles everywhere. It's kind of hard to get away from them. They're just, they coat the bottom, and there's gobies at the same, you know, just everywhere you go, there's gobies and mussels, and they've just got endless amounts of forage and habitat, and, you know, I've seen that river progress over the years, and it's really, really taken, you know, it used to be kind of tough to catch 15 to 20 pounds. Now, if you don't have 20 a day, you're not going to do anything. And, you know, it's been cool to watch it, you know, develop.
That's crazy and so much fun. That is fun, smallmouth fishing. Hey, you're from Noonan, Georgia, same place as country music megastar Alan Jackson. Has Alan ever called you and said, hey, Micah, take me fishing?
No, not yet. I don't think I'm on his radar quite yet. So. I used to drive by his parents or his mom's house every morning, and pretty cool. Every once in a while, you'd see his tour bus there.
Hey, two famous guys from Noonan, Georgia. He'll be calling now that you've got that big blue trophy. Hey,
yeah, we'll see about that.
Something else very cool is the only opportunity we had to speak during the week was while you're on the boat on Cayuga fishing, practicing for this weekend. Man, that's special. I greatly, greatly appreciate that and wanted everybody to know you took time out between casts.
Oh, man, I really appreciate you having me. I don't mind at all. And fishing's awful slow out here, so I'm sitting around eating snacks and trying to figure out how to catch one anyway. So
well, there. I'll give you a tip, Micah. Look for mussel beds.
Yeah, it worked out good last week, didn't it?
Hey, good talking to you, man. Congratulations. We're really proud for you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Elite Series champion, Micah Frazier. Great guy. Here you go, Micah. It's a 5-pound bass just for you from Robert Earl Keane.
Up this morning before the sun, fix me some coffee. Perfect spot for mold dead trees. Back in a canyon where you can't feel no breeze. I tie the lure, I make my cast. It's breakfast time, you 5-pound bass. Then all the sun is rising, that water's clear. I watch my lure as it's flying through the air. I see a ripple. It's a 5-pound bass. Son, that's a 5-pound. Oh, it looks like a toaster. Oh, that's a 5-pound bass. Yeah.
I want to thank you for joining us in this old camp house today. I also want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together. And I want to invite you back right here next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.